Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. This is going to be the shortest intro ever because we got to get to the topic at hand. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're a Patreon. You get this full episode all at once right on the same day on Mondays. Otherwise, you're going to get little bits each day throughout the week. Also, with the Patreon subscription, you get access to the watch along. Shout out to everyone who rewatched Jason X with us last Monday on Halloween. We do all of these things, including more. I'm sorry. Quick intro. Get this shit out of the way. This man, Trayvon Edwards. He posted a picture in the chat of his glasses. Said, I got these glasses. I don't know if I can wear them anywhere other than Miami. like eyeglasses. And the lens was tinted, and we said, Trey, do you have transitions? And he said, no, they're not transitions. They're just tinted. There's some nice Gucci frames. And so we're like, okay. I mean, all right. Trey's doing the show right now from Florida. He's out on a balcony. It's sunny. It's beautiful. And motherfucker, these are straight sunglasses. So I was about to say to Trey, it's one of two things. Either it's transitions or these are sunglasses that you have. These are prescription sunglasses, pretty much. Before I could even get out the second option, Trey said, yes, they're transitions.
Yeah, I mean, they changed. I didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, because I didn't even know anything about it. Like, even when they were upselling me on it, they were like, yo, do you want this? Do you want that? Anti-glare, no. Yes. I was like, yeah. I wasn't even thinking. I was, and this was actually the time when we were recording the OG pod. So I was really trying to get out of there. And I just said, yeah, to everything. And I went to brunch at Soul House today, and they were fine. So while I was texting y'all, I'm like, nah, it's not, you know, this, that, and the third.
Stop it, guys. Stop. Ha ha. Very funny.
So it starts raining. Get back to the crib. I get out of the car, and I look in the dark, and I'm like, damn, Sean was right. I hate hashtag Sean was right. But, I mean, it don't matter to me because, I mean, it looked like I'm just trying to be too cool overall. But to be wearing these as my regular everyday glasses is going to be a lot.
I'm going to tell you right now, you know what you look like. You look like you say no to ratchet pussy, Juicy J.
No, I can't even dumb down the extraness. The fact that I got a gold ring, a gold chain, gold frames, I look like the 97 masterpiece. Like, I can't dumb down the gaudiness of it. And then trying to be on Zoom or trying to take me taken seriously, niggas gonna be looking at me like, "Hey, bro, what you on? Or who do you think you are?"
Yeah, yo, I can't wait for the first awkward moment where you're in a setting where they should not transition, but those fuckers transition.
Oh, it already happened. It already happened. He said he was on a work Zoom and they told him, "Can you take your off?"
Yeah, because it's gonna be a point where it's like he's sitting there, like I didn't even know, bro. I'm just chilling, and I'm just talking, and you know the setting is so dark, like bro, like the shit just adjusts, and they just over there like, am I tripping or did your shades just change? You know what I mean? Which is kind of like crazy because it's like
gold Gucci sunglasses on the
Gucci sunglasses on the Zoom just make me look like a real dickhead.
My
like,
nigga, you need a grill. A grill would set you off crazy.
Yo, I would look very Floridian.
UCJ?
Straight up.
Like you definitely look like you about to just go blow a stack somewhere real quick at a couple stacks at a gentleman's club at whatever time it is in the daytime. Like you don't even need it to be nighttime.
Nah.
Still got the glasses on, though.
Still got them on.
Nah, you don't have to take them off. They transition from each room for them.
Fuck you. You bald bitch.
Transitions are crazy, man.
My pop got transition. My man got transition lenses too. I'll be frying them.
If they was Ray-Bans, I probably would feel sad right now. The fact that I'm Gucci, I'm still good, man. Gucci made in Italy. I'm gonna let you get it off the jerk. But I'm still going to rock
you. You low key turning into Sean right now, though. You told me it doesn't even matter as long as they're Gucci. That's a Sean move, brother.
It's not a Sean move because Sean will get loud and try to overtalk you. And hold on. First of all, the record was embarrassing. You said you think it was 2 or 75 on jokes, right?
That's okay. Hold on, Trey, because I want to set up this conversation, right? In the chat, as we're getting on Trey on his glasses, and Trey said, they're not transitions, relax, whatever. And, you know, Jerv says, I was about to roast the hell out of you and make some comment about, like, Trey said, I'm not Sean. And Sean, his rebuttal, which I'll be honest, usually I'm not surprised by the things he said. I laugh and I keep it moving. This is the first time Sean said something that legit surprised me. He said, I'm the best roaster in this chat. And I was like, what? How does he?
Yeah, what chat is that? What chat is that?
What chat is that? Exactly.
That ain't that this though. Chat, my G.
We've been in a group chat with him for a year and a half, something like that, right? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
We've been in a group chat with Sean. And literally from the very beginning, it's like, this is what Jerv said. If somebody new came into our chat and they got roasted more than Sean, then we got to kick them out.
They got to go.
They haven't met the standards. What do y'all think Sean, how does he absorb or process the chat? Because now I'm concerned.
Apparently he thinks he's out here fucking cooking niggas. He got me one time.
But he did say that he's not a text joker, but in person he would win. And here's the thing. I was out with Sean last Thursday, and Sean, being Sean, it's his personality. Loud, touches. I call this nigga Ike Turner, right? Because he's in your personal space.
Very touchy.
Very touchy when he like talks. He's going to touch you. Oh. And his joke wasn't even a joke. He was like, you gave up your spot. Like, you got pushed up out your way. And it was two young ladies that wanted to, like, order some food. Oh. He wanted me to hold it down. And he's like, you got boxed out. I'm going to tell a chat. And I'm like,
I'm going to tell you what. Yes, there is something to the fact that some people, their delivery boosts the roast. Sean definitely is a delivery guy. Like, his delivery be funny. Even if what he said wasn't exactly funny, the way he delivers is funny.
Oh, how he talk. Look at Buddy.
Yeah, how
over
he
there.
Talks is funny.
Look at Buddy over there. He gonna say, look at Buddy over there. Don't even look like. Just,
Jerv,
you're gonna laugh while him setting it up.
He's got that cackle. He's fun. Like, don't get me wrong. He's a funny guy. And he's got an energy about him that's funny. But my thing is this. Texting on chat is easier.
So easy.
For this reason, you got time. You ain't gonna stutter. You could type it out right. So if anything,
think about it. It could be
no one's cutting you off.
No one's cutting you off. You could think about what you're about to say. You can bring
you can add a gif to it, meme or something to it. Yeah.
To illustrate the point. Oh, you look like this. That like
hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
If meaning, yes, there are some people who are good at roasting and text, but you put them out in the real world, they fall apart because they don't have all those crutches to fall back on. But if you're not good at roasting in text, there's no way you're going to tell me you're going to be good at roasting in person other than just laughing and being loud and kind of building the hoopla around it.
First off, let me tell you this. With all due respect to what, how old is Sean? He is
like 33,
34. All right, bro.
He's not even that old, is he?
Yeah, he is. He's like 34.
If your birth date, if your date of birth has a 9, has a 19-9 in it, let me tell you what you're not doing. You're not roasting me in person. You may get a joke or two off, because that's part of it, right? And I may laugh, but you're not going to win. Yo, first of all, we grew up in this shit. We didn't have iPads and none of that. We literally sat outside all day and roasted each other. Like, there was nothing else to do. I was 12. I ain't had no Johns at 12. I was outside with my friends all day, like, just talking shit to each other.
Like what my man said, here's some things that are highly unlikely of happening.
Jerry with no hoes at 12.
Yo, when I tell you I saw that shit, my brother, you want to talk about it? I've literally have sent that meme or GIF, whatever it all, that video off to at least 15 of my friends, 10 to 15 friends at least.
So you hang with the holies.
I mean, they're all married. So
yeah.
It was like that's the fair. Yo. Let me just remind you. God bless.
When I think about it, I think like completely empty. Like you have no options. You have nothing. Like you're just out here, just sad, lost cause. You go to the club, you hold your drink, hoping that somebody notices you, and you go home empty. That's what you know, I was
homelessness.
Yeah,
homelessness.
Homelessness.
No, I think about, to be honest with you, I think about one particular type of person. It's always the person talks all the time about where the hoes at. Oh, you ain't got no. So like that motherfucker never got hoes though. It's like, oh, I'm not supposed to meet this hoe. Oh, I'm supposed to meet up with this hoe. I'm flying out. Like, they're always talking about this shit, but I don't never see you with no hoes. Now, why is that, man?
Just one. We just want to see you
like,
with one.
Run into you like, what's going on? How you doing? My name's Amin. Your name is? Like, oh, you know, like that. No, I never see that.
Mr. No Hoes.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with living a holeless lifestyle. You know? Maybe
you like it, I love it.
Maybe in a relationship, right? Yeah, maybe you know, you're
what's up? If you're in a relationship, well, it depends. What kind of relationship we talking?
No, I'm talking about like your long-term.
Because marriage don't count. Marriage doesn't count. No, that doesn't count. Because like you instantly become like you become no matter how cool you are, you're why? Yeah, like you're instantly like yo, you could have had you could have 15 the day before you got married. Literally the day you get married. It's
but I'm saying those are acceptable circumstances to be homeless in. If you're married or you're in a long-term relationship, right? Nobody mad at you. Some people like, yo, I play low key, you know, I don't have a bunch, but I have a couple that I mess with, but you'll never see me out with them because like Trey, I don't think I've ever seen Trey, well, maybe once I've seen Trey out with a woman, like out on a date or whatever.
I live a private life, man.
Yeah, like I know Trey,
but I would like that. I would like to be seen as the holiest if that was possible.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that's sometimes that's the object, right? It's like yeah, don't look at me. I ain't got no
this nigga's evil ass laugh at the end of that was crazy.
I mean, sure, because people just again. I remember in high school, right? I was a virgin, bro, and it was girls that thought I was just out here just the slayer, fam. You know what I'm saying? And it was like 2 whole years that I was like, I wanted to slash a couple of chicks at my school, but they just thought I was just slashing everybody else. And it was terrible, but it was also like cool. Like now I would love it. I'd be like, all right, cool, whatever. But at the particular time, like I had the worst rumor. Like it was just like, yeah.
What was the rumor? That you was knocking them up?
Yeah, like, I was knocking the other joint down. I had none. Oh. I never even attempted to have sex yet.
Yo, being the virgin dude that's getting accused of being a hoe. So it's like crazy. Literally they don't want to fuck with you because they think you fucking everybody. But in all actuality,
that's the worst.
You have this lotion and a fucking in a rag.
I remember I was in high school and I said I was a virgin in class one time and everyone was like, oh, I'm like, yo, like, you think this shit is a secret? So I look like a fucking man, like, this shit was real. I mean, just like, I don't know. I've never, like, I don't ever believe in, like, lying on your dick. It just doesn't make sense, right?
Oh, you can't, don't catch a Lloyd ever, my G. Please. I have to look at you differently if you ever catch a Lloyd. Lloyd? Like, that's just not cool, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
That's what we've always called it, like, around my way
shit,
as a Lloyd.
I did that shit in ninth grade, bro. Shit was crazy.
I mean, you was young. You didn't know better. You know, I mean, I'll give you a little pass. But, like, you, in your age now.
I ain't know, bro. I was, like, niggas was blurring. They was bragging about the slash. I'm just like, I just want to fit in. I
had you to tell, like, the don't be a menace story?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, her mom was gone.
Exactly, you know? Bro. But that's where I got inspired from, actually. I mean, I didn't even know how to wing that shit, bro. I was just lying. Like, yeah. I couldn't even explain how it felt, bro. I just was like, yeah, I'm not a virgin. Because everybody else was like, you know, you play VAR. They was getting it. I wasn't even thinking about that yet. I was just still trying to land me a girlfriend. If any nigga wanted to hold something, if a nigga wanted to hold something over me, like one time that I probably was like uncool and I was trying to figure that shit out, it got to be like ninth and 10th grade. Because I just was so small and so young and like just hanging out with people that I did not know, like,
go ahead. You had a late growth spurt?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So, Trey, you was this little...
I was 5'6" and a half and about 100 pounds. So, like, girls were friend zoning me automatically.
And talking about smash.
Yeah, like, it just didn't even sound unbelievable. It didn't even sound believable, bro. Like, it was, like, on some shit like, all right, this guy. You know what I'm saying? And I was doing every little trend to, like, win over the chicks. Because, like, again, Jervin was winning at the time. It was the light-skinned niggas with curls. So, like, I really was struggling with all this shit. I did the contacts. I did the magnet earrings. Bro, I was just going through different phases trying to, like, win, and I was not winning. And then, like, 10th grade summer, I go to Snow Valley basketball camp, and I come back, like, 6'1", and I'm just like, it was like a Stephon Urkel type thing. Like, I always had my own personality, but it was just hard as a short guy to, like, stand on my business like that at 5'6". It was tough, man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Trey, Jesus, like, for the growth spurt.
Yeah, 5'6", 100 pounds. I'm like, yeah, then I flipped her over. I broke that bitch back.
Oh, you know what was the rudest shit, though? My attraction. Like, I was attracted to the thickest chicks ever, bro.
Man.
That was the problem. That probably was the worst shit ever, bro, because I was so small. And they used to be like, little boy, I hurt you. Like, hit me with that type of shit. And I'd be like, oh. Maybe you probably would. You probably would. You probably would.
Ma'am, I'd like to see you try. Reminder, if you wanted to listen to the entire episode all at once, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. You get the entire episode in its totality on Monday, bright and early. If you're okay with waiting, every single segment comes out on a separate day. So just wait for it and you'll get to it sooner or later. And be on the lookout again for those watch-alongs. We got NFL games coming. We got more movies to come watch along. All type of shit. Till next time, stay black.